Your Press TV News in Brief. The embattled editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper accuses the government of launching a media witch hunt. John Dündar said the situation for journalists is currently like, quote, a hell that Turkey has never seen in recent decades. He's facing espionage charges over disclosing Ankara's role in arming terrorists in Syria. Fighting breaks out between Turkish MPs over a government proposal to strip lawmakers of their immunity from prosecution. Clashes erupted between members of the ruling AK party and pro-Kurdish HDP. This as the government seeking to have pro-Kurdish MPs prosecuted over their alleged links to Kurdish militants. The leader of the Yemen Ansarullah movement has slammed former President Abu Dhabi Mansour Hadi's loyalists for suspending talks in Kuwait. Abdulmalik al-Houthi said a political solution to the Yemen conflict is close at hand, but obstinacy of invading countries is an impediment to that. Israel has posted demolition orders on the walls of residential and commercial structures in the Isawiya neighborhood in occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The Israeli military regularly destroys Palestinian homes under the pretext that they've been built without permits from Israeli authorities. Human rights groups have repeatedly condemned the demolitions. A new poll reveals that Islamophobic sentiment has risen sharply in Germany and France. The poll also shows an increasing number of people in these countries, which have the two largest Muslim populations in Europe, have negative ideas about Islam. And most of them say that Islam has become too influential and visible. The activist group Greenpeace slams a sweeping free trade deal being negotiated between the EU and the US. It said the agreement lowers food safety and environmental standards. Greenpeace argues that the deal will also hand too much power over to big businesses at the expense of consumers and national governments. Venezuela's opposition says that it's given electoral authorities petitions signed by over 1.8 million voters seeking President Nicolas Maduro's ouster. And if the National Electoral Council verifies the signatures, a second petition drive will be triggered. Now some 4 million people need to sign a second petition before a referendum can be scheduled. And a new study in Britain gives a more complete picture of changes in DNA in breast cancer, providing potential opportunities for new treatments. Studies found genes that could cause tumors as a result of mutation. The scientists hope that they'll be able to profile individual cancer genomes to successfully identify proper treatments.